Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing up.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. It's Erica. I'm taking over for VJ today. He is doing a visit to the jail. We have a special guest on our show today, Doree Smith, who wrote the book Speak It, Inspired Thoughts on Everyday Life. Hi, Doree. How are you?
Hi, Erica. I'm doing just great. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm really actually very excited to talk to you about this book, and, you know, as I was telling you about before the show, I have skimmed a little bit, and it looks very, you know, good, very helpful, really inspirational. What made you want to write a book?
Well, I've always wanted to write a book. I'm a writer and an author, and just it's a passion of mine to write, and also it's something to be able to give back. I'm a big believer in giving back to society. So it's something that I enjoy.
Oh, that's great. I enjoy writing also. However, I never could get it together enough to put a full book together. How much work did it take? How long did it take for you to write this book?
Actually, Speak It, I wrote that book within 12 months. So,
you wrote two within 1 year.
Exactly.
Wow. That's great. And you do these all yourself, or do you have somebody that helps you write them?
No, I do it all myself. I don't have anyone that helps me. I do it, so I write it all myself.
Oh, that's such a great accomplishment. I can't imagine what it feels like to just see a book that you've written and, you know, gotten published, you know, on a shelf or even, you know, in electronic books and stuff like that. That's just such an amazing thing. What inspired you to write this book? Like, what it's about, the contents of it.
What it's about, actually, it's about the creative power of words to change our lives. So words are powerful entities that initiate change. And when you use your spoken word to speak words over your life, they can either be effective to initiate positive change or negative change. So basically that's what Speak It is about. It's about speaking to your destiny. It's about words are powerful entities that create. And so it's sort of a spiritually based book. But anybody can be able to relate to it because it's on everyday situations, everyday struggles that we go through. So that's basically what it's about. It's about that creative power in your mouth to speak to destiny.
So basically saying, you know, if you speak negative, negative comes, and if you speak positive, positive comes.
Exactly.
Is that kind of what I'm getting?
Yes, it is. That is exact, that creative power that we have, which is in our tongue, to speak positively or negatively. And with positive, you get positive. With negative, you get negative. So it's... what prompted me to write it is to impact the lives of others, and Speak It is sort of a platform for change, and to encourage others to reevaluate where they stand and also to be willing to make positive changes in their life. So it's like don't underestimate the power of your spoken word to initiate change in your life, and it's about how speaking good words over your life can begin to change your circumstances for better.
Oh, okay. I was reading the back of the book a little bit, and you talk about aha moments. And I've definitely had a few of those myself where you're just kind of like, oh, aha, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. When did you get your aha moment that you were supposed to be a writer to inspire people in this way?
Actually, I got my kind of first aha moment. It was behind I'm remarried now. I got remarried a little less than a year ago, but it was behind a divorce, and I kind of started writing as therapy. And once I started writing, I was writing something every day, and it sort of started like that. And then sometimes I would show it to someone or show something, be led to show it to someone, and that sort of started the ball rolling. So I've been writing for approximately 20 years.
Oh, wow. That's a great accomplishment. Congratulations on your marriage, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sort of started that way. It was sort of a therapeutic thing, and then realizing that it was something that actually was able to touch people. People could relate to it. Both men and women. And the title just came from, I guess I would just say it was just came from spirit, just came from God. That title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely, you know, the title itself speaks to me. You know, I don't want to speak for anybody else, but it definitely, you know, when I saw that, and it just, you know, the big pink speak it on the front, I was like, this book and the picture on it is just gorgeous. I love the mountains and the flowers and stuff. It's just beautiful. And it just looks like an inspirational book. It looks like, you know, almost like there's peace inside of it. You know, like if you read through it, you might actually come to some type of, you know, realization about yourself, about others, about life, you know, whatever. And it's just, I don't know, I really like out of what I have, you know, I haven't even read but maybe a page or two out of it. I just picked it up this morning from VJ, and it just, I really like it already.
Yeah, it seems to be really touching people, and you know, that's part of me wanting to give back. It's something that is out there and is able to relate to people in a lot of different areas in their lives and their circumstances, and especially I find people that are in transition, everybody, men and women, have been introduced to it, but people in transitional, making transitional changes, it seems to really be encouraging to them as well as others. So it's a very positive book, and I'm just real thankful to have it out there. And it speaks to me, so it's like I generally, the things that are written in there are things that go for everyday life, universal thoughts. But I'm able to actually sit down and have my own copy and read it, and it's things that I've gone through. So in a sense, it's not autobiographical, but it's somewhat.
You've got some stories in here about your life.
Yeah, it's just sort of connecting us all. Like everyone, I believe, has a story. And so when I sit down and talk to people, things that would be in my book, this is my first book, but definitely not my last. I'm working on Speak It Again, and even now. But it sort of hits home. So there's different things that it might be in it, like speaking about anger or feeling boxed in, or just different subjects, walking through desolate places, how that feels. So people can relate to that because we've all been through it, and just sort of how to get through it and how to keep speaking that positive word. So it's just an encouraging book.
That's definitely great to hear. We can always use another encouraging book, another positive thing, another book to lift people up. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to ask Doris a question, or if you'd like to say something about her book, just press 1. Otherwise, we enjoy you listening, too. How do people obtain a copy of your book, Doris?
Actually, they would obtain it directly through me. and they could go, they would either be able to contact me directly at my phone number, which is 612-990-0049, or they could go to my email address, which would be darice@yahoo.com. That's a book.
Do you have a website or a Facebook page?
I don't have a website yet up or a Facebook page. It is something that I would definitely be working on. But right now I don't. At this time, I don't have one. However, the word's kind of been getting out there, and it's just been spreading. So we've definitely done really well. People are, I do have a connection right now with Patricia Carter, who is at Turning Point Organization and will be speaking to a group there on the 29th of May. And she's the director, so she does have a copy of it. And so some positive things are going on, so kind of exciting.
Oh, that's good. I'm so happy for you. It's such an inspiration to see somebody that, you know, because I, like I said, I have been writing since I was, you know, probably in junior high, but I haven't actually been able to get out a full book. My writing is more or less fiction writing, but I do keep a journal, you know, on a regular basis, once a day, every other day about that. And, you know, they really say writing is good for the soul. And it just, you know,
yeah,
it helps you kind of clear your mind, get all those cobwebs out of your mind, and put what is actually in your thoughts on paper so you can make sense of it.
Exactly. Writing is a really therapeutic art, and it is something that just, to me, it's something that relaxes you and calms you, and spending time, you know, writing, just like you said, if you're starting with just kind of journaling a little bit, all those put together can actually form a book. It's just working that plan and deciding what you want to actually write about, what you want your book to say, what you want your book to tell the world. But you have a story there, and, you know, you put that together. That's sort of how I started, is just journaling and writing poetry. I'm a poet, so that is some of what's in the book as well as prose. So it sort of started that way and just blossomed out. I guess they would also be able to contact River City Press with my publisher, Robert T. Wolf. He's out of Cyrene, Wisconsin, and I have a number for him. I believe he has it on his website. So his website is www.rivercitypress.net, and his name is Robert Wolf. And that's actually in the inside of the book, Speak It. The phone number for him is 715-808-9330. But basically the book can be handled directly through myself or my husband, James Smith.
Oh, okay. All right.
Especially my promotion.
Do you have any advice for the youth that enjoy writing? I know so many youth that do, you know, spoken word and poems and stuff like that. Do you have any advice for them that maybe have, you know, a passion for writing or aspire to become a writer in the future?
Yes, I would tell them to follow the dream. They want to write, and writing definitely is a passion of mine. I just don't stop writing. If you want to write, you're a writer. Keep writing. Keep putting your information out there. And eventually, once again, you're speaking that into existence. Eventually, it's going to connect with someone who is going to see it or hear it and be able to connect you with the right channel. You just keep doing your art. Don't give up. Like I said, I've been writing for 20 years. And I was able to connect with a publisher actually through my church. So, you know, I'm a firm believer that, as the Bible says, your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. So writing is a gift as well as an art, and if you're passionate about it, you need to continue to pursue it.
Did you go to classes or anything like that in order to, you know, better yourself at writing, or did you just kind of teach yourself?
I went to one class one time, and it was basically just telling you about, getting on ebooks, but it wasn't actually teaching you the art of writing or anything. It was just kind of telling you some technical stuff. But as far as just writing, no, I just naturally, that's just a natural thing that God gave me. I just write. And I love it, and I enjoy it. So it's just like I write.
Oh, that's so great. It's great to hear somebody with such a passion for what they do and for helping the community and for giving back, you know, because you can really tell even, you know, when you speak that you really do have a passion for this and that you love what you do and that you love the fact that you're giving back.
I absolutely do.
And you said you plan on writing more books, huh? You've got another speak-it coming out?
I have another Speak It that I'm working on right now. That one is called Speak It Again, and that one actually should be out towards the end of this year of 2014 at the latest, the January of 2015, definitely. And so that would be another one. So, yeah, it's not a one-time deal. It's a continuation. That is just what I do. So it's exciting. It's like having a baby. You kind of watch that grow and develop, and it's exciting to be able to touch people's lives in such a way where actually I've had people that have read Speak It and say, I really can relate to that, or I'm really going through that, or just that'll actually even bring them to tears. It's great to be able to touch people like that, but to realize too, and to be stable enough to realize that gift calls from the source that I call God, and it's a way to touch people, not to abuse it, but to be able to reach out and kind of be a catalyst. It's kind of a catalyst. It's about speaking it. So that title does seem to catch a lot of people. It's like, oh, Speak It. Wow, I really like that title. Where did you get it from? But it's spiritually based.
Yeah, the title itself, it makes you want to pick it up and find out what, the title definitely makes you want to pick it up and find out what it is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it definitely, if I were to see it on the shelf or something like that, I would just be like, Speak It, And then I'd be like, well, speak what? You know, and then you find out, oh, well, if I keep speaking positive, then maybe my life will change for the positive. I realize I've been talking negative, and you know, it's such a strong title. I totally love the title.
Absolutely, because you have the power in your mouth to be able to create. Think about the universe and how the universe was created by speech. God said, let there be. All he did was talk. So if the power is in his mouth, us as just as people, as children of God are able to have that same power to be able to speak to destiny. So we pretty much create our own destiny. A lot of it is with our mouth. And like if you say, oh, you know what, I'm fat or I'm ugly or this or that, you incorporate that into your own life and you begin to feel that. So it can work in the exact opposite direction for you if you're speaking positively. So the mouth is a very powerful thing. The words that you speak are entities that create plan, purpose, and destiny for your life. So we have to really watch what we say over ourselves. And what
we definitely
is more important than anything else anybody else says about us, what we say to us, what we say to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely agree with that. Because there's so many people out in the world that, you know, they use their mouths and their words for hurt and harm and to, you know, make people feel bad about themselves. And, you know, in my experience, when I was going through high school, I had a ton of people talking about me. I have no idea why. I was never really popular or anything like that. But I had a lot of people that would say, you know, some really bad stuff about me. And I never really let it get to me because I spoke positive stuff to myself. And I had other people outside of, you know, these other people that would bring me down that would speak, you know, up and uplift me also. But, you know, they say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Words hurt. They can hurt very badly, and, you know, we really need to watch what we're saying to people.
Yes, we do need to watch what we say, and there's actually a chapter that addresses that in Speak It called The Power of Words, of what you just said, where sticks and stones, they say that sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you, but they do hurt, and they do cut, and they do, you know, they do sever, so... That's why you have to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I have a sister of mine that to this day, you know, from elementary school all the way to high school, she was teased about her weight. And to this day, her self-esteem is not the greatest. It's getting better, but she still remembers, you know, the kids in third grade that called her Bigelow and stuff like that. And that... She's 27 years old, and it still brings tears to her eyes. So we really need to teach our children and, you know, everybody to just be positively, uplift people instead of bringing them down.
We do. We definitely do, Erica. I agree on that. We do need to teach them about positive, saying the positive things and realizing that those words do hurt and that just... It's a better way to do things than to be speaking that because people do carry that with them. They carry those negativity. They carry that negative speech with them throughout, a lot of times throughout life. Like you're saying, this happened now she's 27, and she's still carrying that with her to a particular point. And some of us carry those things for 20 years, 30 years, 50 years until we learn how to just, it's a process where you just start learning how to drop it and just start speaking. Look, if nobody else speaks well about me, I'm going to speak well about myself because I'm a child of God and I'm a work in progress and I'm a masterpiece of the master. So nothing else to be said.
Well, that's great. And this book is, I'm going to borrow it from VJ. I'm going to tell him that I need to borrow it, and I will write him an IOU so he remembers that I'm borrowing it. And then, excuse me, do you have any last comments? Maybe throw your email address out there one more time. I put it on the Blog Talk website, so if you guys want to find her email address or her phone number or the River City Press website, I put all that on the Blog Talk site so you can go and check that out and get a hold of her if you would like to buy her book. Otherwise, Darice, do you have any last comments?
My last comments would be just basically to speak it and know that nothing is impossible, so you need to believe it, you need to live it, you need to walk in it, and keep speaking it, and you'll begin to see changes moving towards you. So don't be content with the status quo. No matter where you're at right now, God has given you the ability to change things by changing the way you think and the way you speak. And it starts with you and it starts today, no matter who you are and what you're going
through. Wow.
You have the ability to change.
That's awesome. Those are great closing words. So with that, we are going to play Out of Control for a minute. It was great talking to you, Ms. Darice. And you have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much. And be aware they can reach purchase the book through me at darice.cottrell@yahoo.com. or 612-990-0049 for myself or my husband, James Smith, who is my promoter.
Oh, that's great. It's good to see that you and your husband are working together, too. That's always nice see when a couple works together.
Yeah,
all right, we are going to play our... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said yes. We're definitely a team. So we are able to be able, they are able to purchase those directly through us.
Awesome. Well, we're going to close out with our song, Out of Control, by Lyric Lissay, that she wrote for us. So here we
go. Ooh, out of, 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 ooh, out of,
check out Deree Smith's book, Speak It, Inspired Thoughts on Everyday Life. It looks absolutely inspirational, and we will talk to you guys next week. Have a good week.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. badass, how you feel? All the streets be keeping real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do? All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.